I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A woman stood outside the Chinese Cultural Center in Karachi, Pakistan on April 26. She held a bag and fidgeted while a white minibus approached. As the bus turned towards the entrance, the scene erupted into a fireball. The bomb killed the woman, Shariba Louch, as well as four passengers, three of which were Chinese citizens. She's the first female suicide bomber for the Baloch Liberation Army. Nehemiah with FMI says,
Shari was married to a doctor and had two young children. She was a teacher by profession and a master's of philosophy. She wanted to study and pursue her career in zoology.
The people of Baluchistan, Pakistan's largest province, live in poverty. Many want to become an independent country, saying the Pakistani government and China exploit their land. Please pray for peace and wholeness in Baluchistan. Nehemiah says FMI partners are there sharing Jesus' love. Lebanon will hold elections on May 15, but the largest Sunni political bloc, the Future Movement, has decided not to run. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says this throws off Lebanon's delicate balance of power. Lebanon's government has traditionally shared power between Christians, Sunni Muslims, and Shia Muslims. The imbalance may give more power to Iran in the end, since the Iranian government embraces Shia Islam.
So the Christians have a big vote to do, and they are the ones who would determine later if the Shiites will take more power or not, because they do have a voice. The problem is that many Christians don't want to vote. They think, oh, my voice doesn't matter.
Please pray many will experience Jesus' love through the care of TM Lebanon. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.